ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisión na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
What we want to do here at Bose is in some small way contribute to that bigger community in terms of learning how we move forward with the climate agenda. How do we take action that can help reduce our emissions footprint as a club? But then how do we enable our fans to take part in the transition?
Good evening, I'm Luke Delaney. That's the voice of Sean McCabe. He's the head of climate justice and sustainability with Bohemians Football Club. For years, we've seen major sporting events like the FIFA World Cup and Olympic Games have lasting effects on our world. Now, clubs are starting to step up and be accountable, none other than Dublin's very own Bose. Over the past number of years, they've put a huge emphasis on the wider good and sustainability. Sean told us about their journey to becoming as climate friendly as possible, and their work alongside some of European football's most elite clubs.
What are some of the immediate steps that you guys are taking alongside the fans as well to really put more of an emphasis on combating against climate change?
There's a lot going on at the minute. It's very busy. I think maybe the main thing to talk about right now is a project called the Spark, which we've undertaken with three local sustainable energy communities connecting Cabra, the Phibsborough Climate Club and Cozy Batter, as well as Stony Batter Pride of Place. We're working with TU Dublin, Grange Gorman Development Agency, Mountjoy Prison. The aim of that project is to basically develop a community education curricula where we can help members of the community who are interested to come in here and learn about climate action, learn about retrofitting, learn about solar energy, learn about how they can maybe get access to those things. We also are developing a bike library so that kids can get access to bikes that maybe they wouldn't otherwise, and good quality bikes that aren't going to end up in a landfill. We've got a library of things which helps people to access tools and other resources that maybe they only use once a year, but the community as a whole might use every day, right? So it's about sharing in a solidarity economy.
And when you think of Bohemians, you do think of fans, community, everyone driven by the same goal. What has the reaction been like from supporters?
I think initially there was bemusement, right? But I think that sometimes dies away quicker than you might think. And now a lot of people are very, very engaged with what we're doing. We have a project running currently with the European Football for Development Network, which includes La Liga, St. Pauli, Werder Bremen, Ferencváros, FC Twente, and in their clubs and the Football Association from Europe. And we asked, all of us asked our fans what they think about clubs being involved in climate action and sustainability. 80% of fans wanted to see it. And 75% not only wanted to see it happening, but wanted to be part of it. Because people come to football to be part of something bigger than themselves, right? They want to belong to something bigger than themselves. One of the big problems with the way we currently conceptualize sustainability is it's about individuals and their carbon footprints, right? It's really alienating language. It was in fact invented by the fossil fuel companies to shift blame from their profiteering onto individuals so that people are suddenly panicking about plastic straws and taking shorter showers and where their toothbrush comes from, rather than putting pressure on these big institutions that are causing a lot of the damage. So what we want to do is harness that mandate that we have from the fans to actually be involved with this and engage them in those activities so that we can define a real people's sustainability. That works.
Or what are the steps that the club want to take, have been taking, to ensure that it's run as sustainable as possible?
We are a little bit constrained in some of those activities because we're redeveloping Daily Mint, right? So we want to see a new Daily Mint that's highly sustainable and where we're moving it to ideas like a biodigester so we can have no food waste at events and maybe play a role in the community in that sense too. We want to look at, you know, we'll obviously look for energy efficiency insofar as possible across all of our operations. But that's a little bit further down the line once the new Daily Mint is underway. There's not much point in me going out and refitting those floodlights that you can see from here with LED bulbs because they wouldn't even fit the things were put up in the 50s. So, but there's also an important, it's important to get real about the depth of the climate crisis that we're in, it's not going to be solved by getting rid of single-use packaging. You know, the way you best get rid of single-use packaging is you end fossil fuels. They're a byproduct of fossil fuels. So we need to end our dependence on fossil fuels. We need to ban any future examples of, say, liquefied natural gas. You know, we've the LNG issues in Ireland. So we need to educate people about the real root causes of the environmental crisis we face and where sustainability comes from.
Sean, thank you so much for your time today. Thanks for having me out, and I've really enjoyed speaking to you.
Lovely meeting you, Luke, and thanks.
While clubs, teams and sports switch to more sustainable measures, one of Ireland's own are at the forefront of the movement.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.